Ian Scholes, poor and middle-class people are losing their homes, their cars, their jobs, and are staggering down the pothole-riddled streets, lonely, afraid, boring. That's why there have been a series of articles in the New York Times and elsewhere, in the interest of fairness, I suppose, chronicling how rich folks are dealing with the economic downturn. Rich kids are getting their duds at the Gap now, not Abercrombie and Fitch, for example. No more Nordstrom, now it's off the rack at Mervyn's. Oh, wait, Mervyn's is gone too, isn't it? On the new blog, The Daily Beast, Tina Brown's answer to the Huffington Post, a woman named Alexandra Penny posted a very funny parody of these features. It purported to be a first-person essay about one Manhattan woman's reaction to, well, losing a lot of money. She wrote, quote, "It is too painful to think I will lose my Florida cottage, maybe my studio. This is everything I've worked for," unquote. About losing her studio, she wrote, quote, "It is an amputation I may not be able to bear. It makes my thoughts turn to those sweet almondy cyanide capsules," unquote. She wrote, quote, "I wear a classic clean white shirt every day of the week. I have about 40 white shirts. How am I going to iron those shirts so I can still feel like a poor, civilized person?" Unquote. How will she iron those shirts with no money and all? Oh, and then there's Yolanda, who does the actual ironing. Quote, "Yolanda makes my life work. She comes in 3 mornings a week, whirlwinds around, and voila. The shirts are ironed, the sheets are changed, the floors are vacuumed. She needs money. She sends it to her family in Colombia. I have more than affection for Yolanda. I love her as part of my family. On Friday, I tell her I've had a disastrous thing happen to me, but I don't have the guts to tell her I cannot keep her with me any longer. I'll wait till Wednesday," unquote. She wrote, quote, "I love beautiful things, high-thread count sheets, old china, watches, jewelry, Hermes, purses. I like expensive French milled soap, good wines, and white truffles. I have given extravagant gifts, like diamond earrings. I traveled a lot. Will I ever be able to explore exotic places again?" Unquote. Poor dear, she wrote, quote, "Yesterday, I took my first subway ride in 30 years. Dennis came with me to show me to use a Metro card. The world looks very different from a crowded Lexington Avenue No. 6 train," unquote. At which point it suddenly dawned on me, this isn't a joke, this is real. This woman actually expects us to feel the pain of not having a part-time maid, of not having a cottage in Florida, not having the ability to travel to Sri Lanka, and having to wear wrinkled shirts on a bus. So maybe she might actually consume some almondy cyanide capsules and expire in her chaise just before it's repossessed. But where will she get them? Scharfenberger's is a bit out of her price range right now. Maybe they sell generic almondy capsules at Walmart. Hey, send Yolanda to get you some. Then fire her. Just trying to help out. I gotta go.